Yo, you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Here we are, episode 30, milestone day. Yeah! The EAEM podcast, that episode 30. Who would have thought that we would have ever have got to here? It is pretty insane, really, when you think about it. I can't believe that I've got 30 episodes out on the internet of kind of my life, my opinion, my what's happening in my life, what's been going on. But here we are, we've still got some people listening, which is great because you're the guys who make me keep on getting up, and or guys and girls that keep on making me get back up and do this every day. And well, not every day because I don't do it over the weekend, but you are the ones that make me wake up and think what I'm doing for the podcast. And it is absolutely amazing. I cannot thank you enough. The joy that I get knowing that there's people out there who are listening and taking what I'm saying and putting it to practice. Sorry, I had a bit of a dry mouth there. But yeah, like, just absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. I really honestly cannot thank you enough. Social media, I'm gonna give you my social media. So TikTok, Smokey9A, Instagram, exactly the same, Smokey9A. Go find me, follow me. Give me a message, give me a shout. My email address, smokey9a@gmail.com. Give me a shout if you want to reach out. I'm here. Speak to me. Go and check out my photos on Instagram. My Instagram's very much my photography kind of page where I put most of my photos up. TikTok, we've got some great content on there of just being positive and happy. And yeah, like, I mean, I've spoken about TikTok quite a lot on the podcast where I enjoy it. I enjoy doing the positive videos. The interactions that I get from TikTok are beautiful. So if you are listening from TikTok, you found the podcast from TikTok. Thank you. Thanks for watching the videos, coming out and checking the podcast as well. It's much appreciated. But yeah, go find my Instagram. Smokey90. That's Smokey 9E. So S for Sierra, M for Mother, O for Oscar, K for Kilo, E for Echo, Y for Yankee, the number 9, and then E for Echo. Go find me. Go give me a follow. Give me a message. I'll speak back to anyone, honestly. I promise. If you take the time to message me, then I will take the time to message you back, because that's what makes the world go around, I think. Just being nice to people, just accepting people, like if they've taken the time to say something to you, or to look in your direction, or to write you something, then the best that you can do is acknowledge that question, acknowledge that person. And I want to do that for you guys. Like, if you have taken the time to get in touch with me, then I will take the time to get back in touch with you. Here's me yawning again. I am quite tired though. I got a new book. I got it as a gift, actually, from someone very special. But yeah, I got a book, The First Steps in Counseling. And I was reading that and I could feel myself falling asleep. It's been quite a jam-packed weekend. My sleeping's been pretty weird. I don't know whether it's because of the summer months, so in Scotland you've got like glorious sunshine plowing through your window at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So then your brain's all like, "Well, it's light outside, let's get up," and it's halfway through the night. But yeah, I've been getting up at like 4, half 4, or waking up at 4, half 4, and then dozing until about 6, 7, and then it's just like, no, I need to get up. My back gets sore if I lie down too much. And I built a trampoline not that long ago for my little boy. And I think when I was building the trampoline as well, like I think that I pulled something in my back. So that's been quite sore. It's been quite sore around my pelvis. And then over the past couple of days, I've done something to my ankle as well. Well, I think it's a reoccurring injury because I get this injury quite a lot, where with running too much, and then my left ankle swells up a bit. But I've got like a compression sock thing that I normally wear, and I normally just like bugger it. I'm just going out running anyway. But yeah, I've had to make the executive decision, and probably the wise decision, to not go out running and to not mess my foot up even more. So hopefully that's better tomorrow. Hopefully I can start running. I still have my cold shower today as well though, because if I wasn't running, oh, excuse me, God's sake, I'm sorry if I'm making anybody else yawn there. Like, it might also be because I need to do my breathing techniques as well. I will try that. So hopefully that was the last yawn. I do feel pretty tired though. I think after this I'm gonna go and soak myself in the bath, get like run a nice hot bath, and see if that will help my back and help my foot and everything like that. So we will take it from there and see what happens really. But yeah, it's a funny one to keep on yawning. So I'm sorry if you feel kind of close to me now that you're yawning now as well. Has that not been like proven that if you feel close to someone that you yawn with them? Well, we've got the internet here. Let's go and have a check. Yawning contagiously. So let's have a look. So the results showed that the less empathy a person had, the less likely they would yawn after seeing someone else yawn. It's important to note that these results can be generalized. Not catching a yawn isn't evidence for psychopathic or sociopathic tendencies. So don't worry, if you didn't yawn with me, then you're not a psychopath. Or, yeah. So that'll be good. Thank God you're not a psychopath. I thought it meant that you. I never knew that it was more about the empathy. So you've got more empathy if you yawn with someone. I thought it meant that you like them. I learn something new every day. So I've been watching some TikToks today, and yeah, I've got some quotes for you today. And I think I need to apologize for Monday's podcast. It was very short. I had the music in the background going on, my concentration wasn't there. I had a couple of drinks on the Sunday as well, so that might have been a playing factor. But today we will try and aim for a longer podcast today because I'm doing this earlier on the Monday. It's like 25 to 3, so hopefully there's not everybody back from work, so it's now all the blaring music and stuff. Once I get bigger though, I'll have a studio, so I won't need to worry about this type of stuff where I'm just doing it in my flat and there's other people around me playing music and not giving a fuck. But we'll see. We will see what happens. One day we'll all be there. We'll all be there in the studio listening to the E8EM podcast. But that's it, episode 30. We're still in the flat with people around us and people still making noise and me yawning and being very unprofessional. But again, there's still some people who step in and listen to the podcast. It is all good. It is all good. I really cannot complain. I have fun doing these. I hope that you guys have fun listening to them. And I hope that you can take something away from them or anything. Amen. But yeah, the weekend is now past. It is, well, it's Monday, but this episode will be coming out on Tuesday. I hope that you're having a great week so far. Remember, if you're not, then you need to change your perspective, because it's all about perspective. There's no such thing as a bad Monday, Tuesday. It's all in your head. If you think that you're going to have a bad Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day, then guess what? You're going to be having a bad day of the week. And remember that if, also if you, like I was one of these type of people, you know, like, oh, it's his fault that I'm like this, or it's like my manager's fault because he's an arsehole and he's just nasty to me, and just blaming other people, never really looking at myself. So here goes the horrible realization today that it's your fault. It's your fault that you're like that. It's your fault. Nobody else's fault. You need to start buckling down and looking at what you're doing. Not blaming other people. Which is difficult, I know. Because I was exactly the same. Just blaming everybody. But we can all do this. You can make that change. Start taking responsibility for your actions. Start growing to become that person that you want to be. Start understanding that you can be that person that you want to be. And I think the quotes that I've got are very... yeah, they're very, very good. Like, always remember, the life in front of you is more important than the life behind you. So don't be sitting there worrying about the things that have happened in the past. They've happened, they're past. It's like Rafiki in The Lion King, is it? Where he hits Simba when he goes and beats him. And Simba's complaining about how it hurts. And Rafiki goes, yeah, but it's in the past now. He's like, yeah, but it still hurts. And he's like, yeah, the past does hurt. But you can only move forward now. It's mental to think that Disney movies have been trying to teach us that our whole entire lives. That they've had these little magic quotes in there that we've never really paid attention to. I bet it's the same for like loads of Disney films when we were all growing up. Even when you're growing up now, they've all got that hidden message that we should be listening to. But of course, you don't really listen to it until, I don't know, you're more aware of it, do you? And then also finding things that serve you as a purpose. I mean, we've spoken about this before, but running is now my habit. Because now when this shit hits the fan, I'll go running. Apart from today, because my ankle's sore. But I'm hoping that that's going to be better tomorrow. And shit hasn't really hit the fan for me. But yeah, I'm still not at work, so. But I honestly cannot complain about that at all. It has been absolutely glorious having this time off of work, not having to stress and worry about the what's the next thing that's going to be thrown my way? What's the next thing that I'm going to be lied to about? So yeah, so it feels great. It's also funny listening to them dig themselves a hole. But yeah. Right. Let's have a read of some of these things. So, I'm gonna yawn again. Oh, God's sake. There's me with my God again, Jason. Like, I would have never have noticed that. Never have noticed that if you never pointed that out to me now. And now I'm gonna notice it all the time. All the time. So cheers. Cheers for pointing that one out. I just need to start saying, oh Buddha, or myself, because I am my God and my reality. Just like your God and your reality. And hopefully you know that. So, I have a question for you. What if it turns out better than you could have ever imagined? What if all the changes you're making in your life right now are leading to something more beautiful than you could have ever envisioned? Yes, things could go wrong, and yes, things could go sideways, but they could also turn out into a beautiful miracle. You don't know, so I challenge you next time you're overthinking or you're doubting something, put that thought in your mind. What if things turned out better than I could have ever imagined? Because they just might. And I think a lot of us go through that where we put in the doubt. In that book that I'm reading, The First Steps in Counseling, there's guys in there who were saying that they'd done all the training and but they didn't actually put it into practice until like another 20 years because they felt like they needed to do more research and instead of just jumping at the opportunity to just follow your dreams, then they felt like they needed more research done and more time to learn a subject when really we should be jumping at these opportunities. Don't wait. The unknown is scary, I understand that. Because I'm at that point just now where the unknown is very scary. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I've got a good feeling about everything that I am doing. That the stuff that I am doing is gonna bring me lots of joy, lots of happiness in my life, and it's gonna bring a wage. I follow my angels, I follow my intuition. But the unknown is scary, but it's exciting. Would you rather have an exciting life where you don't know what's going to happen next? Anything could happen. You can make or break it just like that. And that's exciting. Whereas knowing that, like you're in your job and everything, like you've just got your set routine, and that's probably why it feels like your life's flying past as well, because you've got your routine. Your brain isn't having to work as hard because it knows everything that you're going to be doing on a daily basis, because you do it like routine every single day. Whereas going out and challenging your brain, doing new things, learning new things, writing down things, time will start to slow down for you. Because time is just a concept. And our brains don't run on time. I don't even think that we should really run on time. But yeah, as soon as you start doing things that are not in your natural day-to-day life, then you will start to notice that time completely and utterly slows down. I find this when I go camping, that you'll get up, you'll do things, you'll go for a walk, you'll go for a swim, like you'll get all that kind of stuff done, and then it's still, you've only been doing that for a couple of hours, even though it feels like the whole entire day. And it's really, really weird, but I can't recommend it enough. Just that feeling of like time slowing down is great. And I know for a fact that you've probably experienced it as well. You've probably totally experienced it being like you're doing something and you've been like, oh, like what time is it? And then someone will be like, oh, it's only 2 o'clock. And then you'll be like, ah, what? Like, I thought it was gonna be. I managed to stop that yawn there, yes. The breathing techniques are working. I just feel pretty bad that when I need to do the breathing techniques, then there's a bit of silence, but I can't help that. I think I would rather much do the breathing techniques rather than yawning down the microphone to you guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and well, hopefully there's no kids listening because I swear like a tree burn. But if there is, sorry, please watch my language. Now I've just completely forgotten what I was talking about. Completely forgotten. Well, that's not good. Hopefully it'll come back to me. Talking about the counselling book and how just to jump into, yeah, no, that's completely not really what. Well, this is great, is it? Like, I feel like I've let you guys down here a bit because you're all gonna be, if you were hanging on to my every word there, now you're gonna be like, well, how come you didn't finish that? Now I can't go back and re-listen to what I've done. Oh well. Sorry about that, people. My Civ memory has completely and utterly lost the subject that I was talking about there. Hopefully it will come back. Hopefully it will. And we can go back again. Right, let's read this. So hard things that produce positive outcomes feel difficult to do beforehand, and amazing once completed, such as the gym, cold showers, tidying up, running. You know the things that your brain's telling you not to do because it doesn't feel comfortable doing them. So those type of things. Easy things that produce negative outcomes feel easy and fun to do beforehand and feel shit once you've completed, such as late night boozing, binge watching Netflix, doom scrolling on Instagram. So always think about the feeling after you have done something. If it's going to make you feel good afterwards, then discipline yourself to do it. If it's going to make you feel worse afterwards, then discipline yourself not to. If you keep this in the front of your mind, you'll become far more aware of your actions. They're called secondary consequences. Primary ones are the immediate, secondary take time. Which is very true. Again, it's about the habits, is it? Was that what I was talking about? Making stuff into habits. That's really bad. Really bad. I'm sorry about that. But yeah. So make those things habit, make those difficult things your habits. You show your brain who's boss, not the other way around. Because right now, you might be living where your brain's the boss. You're doing everything that it's telling you to do. It's telling you that it doesn't want to be doing these things. So you'll be like, oh yeah, well, Because, I mean, how many times have you said that, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, but then when you get home from work, you're like, I'm not going to the gym, I can't be arsed with that. That is our brain in comfort mode, being like, nah, you don't need to do it, you don't need to go and hurt ourselves, kind of like sweat in buckets, but you know after you get away from the gym, when you do go to the gym, that you feel absolutely amazing. So start bringing those things in. Binge watching Netflix isn't good for you. It makes you feel like shit afterwards. You feel like you've ruined the whole day. I mean, how many of you have had like marathons where you've sat inside all day, like eating shit food and watching crap on Netflix all day, and then by the end of it, and by the end of the day, you feel like shit. You feel total horrible. It's because you haven't achieved anything that day. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with kind of like turning on your PlayStation or watching Netflix or everything or anything like that. But as long as you've achieved something that day, or achieved three things, that could be as easy as getting up, making your bed, going for a walk, and I don't know, washing the dishes, putting your dishwasher on. Unpacking and packing the dishwasher. And they are gonna make you feel bad about yourself. And I understand that you're probably thinking that, oh no, but I would much rather sit there and binge watch Netflix. But it's not gonna give you the same satisfaction as getting up and doing those things. Promise me. Promise me. I promise you. Because I used to do that. I used to think that FIFA made me happy, and that kind of like I didn't need to do the chores. I didn't need to get outside in nature, and because that's it as well. Kind of like up to about not that long ago, I didn't go out my flat. I was very much one of these people that kind of like when it came to the weekend, I was like, nah, like I haven't been in the flat like the whole weekend. Like I've been working and all that kind of stuff, so now I need my time sitting down in the flat doing absolutely nothing, smoking up and everything like that. And now I look back at it and it's like what an absolute tool I was. Tool. To be thinking that I didn't need to go out into nature and no wonder I felt bad. Just eating the wrong types of food and not doing the right kind of exercise and it's not working, is it? I'm definitely tired. Not doing the right kind of exercise and eating the wrong types of food and just constantly thinking negative about my lifestyle. Constantly thinking negative. Just thinking that I wasn't good enough for people or for the way that I was or anything like that. It's weird. It's weird looking back now and thinking that I'm now so worthy. I am now able to do all of these things because I can do anything that I put my mind to. I will have a successful podcast. My TikTok will go viral. Because I believe in myself and I believe the ability that I can pull this stuff off. My YouTube channel will get big. That'll become viral as well. Because I know that I've got it in me to make this happen. But that's it, even if I don't, if it doesn't get big or my TikTok doesn't get big or, you know, like my YouTube channel doesn't go off the ground and all that kind of stuff, then at least I gave it a try. At least I was there to give it a go, to push down my ego. To be like, no ego, you're not gonna hold me back on this one. We're gonna do the thing that you think is ultimate cringy. and we're gonna go and enjoy it. That's it, I don't care. I honestly do not care. If you think that I'm an idiot for doing this type of stuff, then reflects the type of person that you are rather than the person who I am. Because I know that I'm loved by the world. That I am loved inside. That I love myself. Which I never would have been able to say about 5 years ago. But yeah, we can do anything that we put our minds to, anything that we put our minds to. It's just absolutely insane that people think that they can't do anything that they put their mind to. But you can. You just need to know that you can do it. Have that belief system within yourself. Know that you can do these sorts of things. Because at the end of the day, the only person who is holding you back is yourself. Because you're worried about what some person's going to say that you don't even know. I saw another good TikTok, and it was this Liverpudlian guy, and he was like, so you're telling me out of all, like, the people in the world, and all the galaxies, and universes, and all that kind of stuff, that you are scared to go and do the things that will make you happy, just because of someone else's opinion of you that you don't even know? And it's mad when you look at it like that, because it's like, well, yeah, everybody is not doing everything that they want to do because they're scared of other people's opinion of them. You just need to say, fuck it. Just go and do what makes you happy. Because I know that I will. And you should too. I believe in myself. I know that there's loads of people who believe in me as well. But it's not me who we're talking about here. It's you guys. Girls. So start believing in yourselves. Start believing that you have got what it takes to do what you want to go away and do. And you'll find some amazing people on your journey who've managed to do the things that they want to do, that they've been told by people that they couldn't get there. And they've went away and proved them wrong. It's those naysayers again, is it? The naysayers are telling us that we can't do it, that we're not good enough, or that the time's too short, or just you need to do more research and all that kind of stuff. They are dream stealers, remember that, dream stealers. Just go and do what makes you happy. Stop listening to society as well, they don't care about you. The government definitely doesn't care about you. So you need to take care of yourself. Because exactly as I said to you yesterday, you were born alone and you are going to die alone. So, go and do the things that make you happy. Because we honestly do not know what will happen on this big floating rock that's flying through space at speeds unimaginable to men, women, children. I think it's amazing when you have a look out at the stars in a telescope. Like my dad's telescope, you can actually can like cut into that bay, so the telescope will move with the world moving, so that you don't see it coming out. But before he gets that all set up, and when you have a look at it, and you can see the stars moving, and yeah, that blows my mind every time. Puts everything into perspective that we are just on a floating rock in the middle of space. And we are these like ape monkey things that have got mobile phones in our pockets, that has got access to all the information in the world. But then there's some people out there who are going mental because Charlie didn't refill the paper in the fucking printer. Like, honestly, people, let's start looking at the bigger picture here. There is more to life. Totally more to life. I watched Russell Brand earlier on as well, and he said that we've still got that kind of like hunter-gatherer kind of mentality. We're meant to be. We're not meant to be in these jungles. We're meant to be out. We're meant to have a purpose. When our jobs aren't our purposes, they're not actually serving us. We're basically slaves. Basically slaves. But the people at the top earn more and more money off of our displeased, or out of our failings and all that kind of stuff. But let's have a look. So, like, yeah, I watched another TikTok where it was like difference between like 1 million and 1 billion in seconds, and we can't comprehend how big a number like 1 million and 1 billion is. Kind of like we can't comprehend that. So 1 million seconds is 12 days, and 1 billion seconds is 31 years, and 1 trillion seconds is 31,688 years. So when you hear it like that, and there is billionaires, billionaires with that amount of money, but there's still people starving and haven't got homes and all that kind of stuff. And these billionaires are also dodging tax. Me and you are paying more tax than those billionaires. I mean, I understand that I've said that before, but putting that into perspective, you know, like the million seconds is 12 days and 1 billion seconds is 31 years. Just think how much money they have got, and they are dodging taxes. Like, why the hell would you need to fucking dodge taxes if you've got billions of pounds or fucking dollars in the bank? Why would you need to dodge tax? It's not like you're gonna fucking run out of money, like, is it? It's not like your money's gonna dry up, like, oh my god, no, I can't pay taxes, because kind of like, that's how I feel. That's the way that it should be for fucking us. Like, I can barely afford to pay taxes, but I don't have a choice in the matter. I need to pay taxes, otherwise I would get done for fucking fraud and all that kind of shit, and I would get locked away. So why the fuck is billionaires allowed to, like, they don't pay enough tax? And why does everyone turn just a blind eye about this type of shit? It's honestly a fucking disgrace. A total disgrace. It does. It makes me sick to the pit of my stomach. Yeah, kind of like yeah. I mean, I just said it, but when I'm paying more tax than billionaires, or you're paying more tax than billionaires, there's something wrong with this flawed system, where the low working man gets shafted, or woman, we get shafted. But if any of us was to do that, then we would be shamed in the newspapers. This is a fucking disgrace. Like, look at these, like, stealers, like, stealing stuff. And it's exactly like the government with their fucking expenses. If that was me or you doing that with our job, we would have been sacked, and we would have been taken to court, and we probably would have had, like, jail term or a fine or something like that to pay, because it's fucking breaking the law. So, why are the elite allowed to do it? Why are the high up people in this world allowed to do that? Like, the law doesn't matter to them. I don't understand it. I completely do not understand it. I guess that's why I only trust a small selective few people, and I do not trust everything that I see in the media or everything that I read about. And because these billionaires and all that kind of stuff, they control the newspapers. Same as over in America as well. Like, they control the newspapers. They can control everything. It is just starting to become a bit of a joke. The more and more aware that I am of it, the more and more it's just like I just want to go off grid. I'll take my two little two man tent. That, by the way, if you're thinking about going and buying a tent, just a small little one for yourself, and you've got two people or stuff like that, Decathlon in Aberdeen in Union Square cost me £30. Thing's banging. It's got the waterproof bit, like you set up the inside first with the poles. And then the outside bit goes over the top of it. It's all waterproof. It's quite dark inside as well, actually, which I was quite surprised about, because it seems like they've started doing a lot more of that now. It's a lot darker in the tents now than it used to be. I remember the tents back in the day when you were camping, when you were younger. Those things kind of like, again, Scottish summer. You'd be woken up at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning because it would be like fucking glorious sunshine streaming in your tent, and there would just be no dark bits or anything like that. But the tents nowadays, they do have a lot of, it's definitely a lot darker than what it used to be back when I was little. But yeah, I'm sorry that I forgot what I was talking about. No doubt Jason will give me a shout and let me know what I was talking about and the fact that I've forgotten. Maybe some other people will. Exactly as I said, go find the social media, go find Instagram, go find TikTok, give me a follow, give me a like. Give me an email if you want, smoking9e@gmail.com. Smoking9e for Instagram and Smoking9e for TikTok as well. Go find me, follow me, give me a like. If you want to speak, then speak. I'd be happy to have a chat with yous. But yeah, we've got on not too me forgetting what I was doing and yawning a few times. As I said, I'm pretty tired. It's been quite a busy weekend, going around checking out some camping places and checking all the fog around the coast, which is never great. But that is people. Remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. And again, thanks very much for tuning in. As I said earlier on, you guys are the guys and girls that make this podcast happen. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart that we're all still here after 30 episodes. Honestly, cannot believe that. Another 20 episodes and we'll be at 50. Which will be insane. But yeah, milestone episode 30. We're getting there. Close to 100. But yeah, whatever you're doing today, go and enjoy it. Keep your perspective good, high, positive. We've all got this. You can do whatever we want, or we can do whatever we want. Whatever we set our minds to, you can do it. You're loved, you're whole, you're beautiful. Remember to love yourself and to be your biggest hype man as well. Once you achieve something, give yourself that praise, but then get straight back at it. If you failed recently, then don't put yourself down. We all fail. Just remember to have a look at where you failed at, and how you can change that. Where you failed, and to move on from that, to hopefully not keep on doing the thing that you keep on failing at, or not to do that habit or learn behavior back into it. So if you're on your diet and over the weekend it's like, well, I'll have a takeaway and all that kind of stuff, and then you fail your diet, then don't go back. If you're starting again, don't go and have the takeaway. Which of course is which is easier said than done, but you'll get there. I believe in you. The world believes in you. You just need to start believing in yourself and just know that you've got it. Love as always, people. Peace and love as always. You'll be doing amazing, honestly. I will talk to you tomorrow. Ciao.